Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Mike Pence and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will be getting the coronavirus vaccine on Friday at the White House. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports that President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated in the coming days.
Vice President Pence says he's getting the vaccine publicly to, quote, build confidence among the American people. The FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine late last week, and now millions of doses are being distributed throughout the country. But polls have shown some Americans are skeptical about the vaccine's safety. A number of public figures have offered to take the vaccine to ease public concerns. A transition official confirmed that President-elect Biden will be receiving the vaccine as soon as next week. President Trump has said he's open to taking it, but the White House says he wants frontline workers and other vulnerable populations to take priority. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
The Food and Drug Administration says vials of Pfizer's vaccine contain a couple more doses than indicated on the label. In a tweet, the agency is telling pharmacists not to throw away leftovers, a move that could expand the nation's vaccine supply. The FDA is also advising against combining partial doses from separate vials because the drug does not contain preservatives. A healthcare worker in Alaska suffered a severe allergic reaction from Pfizer's COVID vaccine. The woman suffered a rash, shortness of breath, and a rapid heartbeat about 10 minutes after receiving the shot. Dr. Lindy Jones at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau says the woman was taken to the emergency room and recovered quickly.
She's doing well. She's off of all medications. She's not on any oxygen. We're just monitoring her, so she's back to baseline. I heard a little tired from the Benadryl we gave her.
The CDC says the Alaska case is the only known allergic reaction to Pfizer's vaccine in the U.S. Britain reported two similar cases last week. The nation's largest veterans groups are asking President Trump to remove the secretary of the VA. As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, the official is coming under fire over his handling of a sexual assault case.
The six largest congressionally chartered veteran service organizations have asked that Secretary Robert Wilkie be removed from office. They cite an inspector general's report that found Wilkie and his senior staff tried to discredit a Navy veteran who alleged she was sexually assaulted at the Washington, D.C. VA. The report found that the VA's response to the allegation focused more on trying to sow doubt about the alleged victim than addressing the widespread problem of sexual harassment of female veterans at VA facilities nationwide. Wilkie has denied smearing the Navy veteran, but the IG reported that he and his staff refused to cooperate fully with the investigation. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR. A major snowstorm is threatening to dump up to 2 feet of snow on some parts of the nation's northeast by tomorrow. Forecasters say heavy precipitation fell so fast in a couple of hours in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that that city could break a six-decade-old record for snowfall for the month of December. A top European Union official says there is still a slight chance for reaching a post-Brexit deal by the end of the year. As Terry Schultz reports, it doesn't translate into optimism that negotiators will find solutions to remaining sticking points.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the European Parliament there's still the shadow of a chance the EU and UK will solidify a trade and customs agreement by the end of the year. Von der Leyen says ongoing negotiations have made progress on governance and competition issues, but she says the remaining gaps on EU fishing rights in UK waters may still prove too tough to bridge.
This is now a case of us being so close and yet being so far away from each other.
Without a deal that's passed by parliaments in both the EU and UK, trade barriers and customs checks go into effect January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A Chinese space probe launched on December 1st landed in Mongolia a few hours ago, carrying rocks and debris from the surface of the moon. It's the first time that fresh lunar samples have been brought back to Earth since the Soviets did it in 1976. The Chinese mission was the latest success for that nation's space program, which includes a robotic mission to Mars and plans for a space station. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for